Hello, Internet. This is Ewan Spence and ESE Insight calling. Before we get to life, the universe, and everything, there's the small matter of our 41 songs for the Eurovision Song Contest. Coming up, we know all the countries churning up. We get a surprise on a Parisian stage, and we get Eurovision's move to Fortnite. Yes, good afternoon, good morning, good evening. Welcome to the weekend. It's another Friday, another 7 days in the world of the Eurovision Song Contest and Junior Eurovision. A week of news to go over with myself, Ewan Spence, and the team at ESE Insight. Great to have you company once more. Thank you for letting me into your ears for just a little bit more fun from the Song Contest. As always, www.eseinsight.com for our main website, where you can listen to all the shows, leave comments, etc., etc. ESE Insight to find us on the streaming services, the podcast directories, the libraries, and all of that if you're just stumbling across us elsewhere. And you can support us patreon.com/ESC Insight. Right, on to the news. 41 songs. Yes, 41 songs, 41 delegations, 41 broadcasters turning up to the Eurovision Song Contest in Turin next year. Semi-finals, Tuesday the 10th and Thursday the 12th of May. The grand final on Saturday the 14th of May. Yes, 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 yes. So let's start there with the entry list. As we've spoken about before, the entry forms had to be submitted back in December to the EBU. And at that point, the provisional entry fee calculated, communicated back with a little note of, you're happy with that. And after that quick check, the confirmation comes through. 41 broadcasters heading to Turin. Those not mentioned in previous weeks that have now, you know, basically said, yep, it's us, we didn't tell you earlier, but now we're definitely there. Armenia, Austria, Cyprus, Moldova, North Macedonia, Russia, and the United Kingdom. And it's a notable welcome back to Armenia and Montenegro, now both of which missed Eurovision 2021 for a number of reasons. Right then, the 41. Let's go with alphabetical order because I've not worked out how to do this into a Brian Gilbert-style rap just yet. Albania, Armenia, Australia, Austria, and Azerbaijan. Belgium, Bulgaria, Croatia, Cyprus, and the Czech Republic. Denmark, Estonia, Finland, France, and Georgia. Germany, Greece, Iceland, Ireland, and Israel. Italy, Latvia, Lithuania, Malta, and Moldova. Montenegro, the Netherlands, North Macedonia, Norway, and Poland. Portugal, Romania, Russia, San Marino, and Serbia. Slovenia, Spain, Sweden, Switzerland, Ukraine, and the United Kingdom. What else do we have news-wise? Well, the merchandise is available as well. First round of Turin 2022. Bits and pieces are there. So you've got some key rings, you've got socks, you've got branded face masks, you've got those weird silicon bangles that go around your wrist, obviously in green, white and red, so you can make up the flag. All of that available on the website and potentially with you in time for a Christmas present for yourself or a loved one. And if you want to go further, the EBU have a job listing for the Eurovision Song Contest brand manager. So you do need brand management experience, looking for about 7 years or so. But if you want to work at the Song Contest and brand management is your thing, get your CVs into the EBU. There's job listings at their website, ebu.ch, and take it from there. In terms of Turin, look, the other thing I just want to remind you of, and we'll be seeing this for a couple of weeks now, but tickets are not on sale yet. Don't buy any, they will just be doing shady things. Try and get refundable accommodation and travel. You never know what the world's situation or what your personal situation is going to be like come next May. And those of you who are looking at accommodation going, there's nothing for 70 miles around Turin, then don't worry about it. We've been here before, and every year more accommodations open up when we get to March and April. Things get closer, reservation blocks are lifted, and so on. Relax. It's going to be a great year. Before we get to adult Eurovision, there's Junior Eurovision. And a reminder there, December the 19th, La Scène Musicale in the heart of Paris. Hashtag imagine. What else? We've got some great news. We know what the stage looks like. Yes, the CGI renders are here and it looks very, very French because you can tell there's an Eiffel Tower on stage. It's actually on the backdrop. It looks a bit like this. Yep, central island of a stage connected by two bridges to either side of the auditorium, looking exactly like a French postcard at Christmas with lights strung up across the small walkways of the bridges, stars in the sky. Oh, it just looks absolutely wonderful. Plus, in terms of staging, there's a 30-metre by 20-metre backdrop screen, so there's a big round space. That sort of island is that central stage area for the performers to take to. There's going to be vastly different looks and staging, and there's lighting and so on. 32 million viewers, and everybody taken to a stage that looks gorgeous. Roll on December. Entry list, as we've had before, locked in at the 19. France 2 has started broadcasting their little preview show, The Secrets of Eurovision. It's a short weekly bulletin, just a few minutes each night, Monday through Friday, but it's promoting June Eurovision in the run-up to December the 19th. It's still 2 months away, but France Television, specifically on France 2, really pushing the contest. You can watch it again at france.tv/France-2, but only if you're in France. It's geolocked there. But, you know, it is on the internet. Yeah. Okay, results and selections. Three to go from here. Well, let's start off with the hometown. Now, France has selected Enzo, who's going to be singing the song Tic Tac. And it's fair to say that France has found its junior Eurovision style. Bim Bam Toi, J'imagine, Tic Tac. All with that sort of bright, breezy sound, sort of Parisian bouncing down the streets to the next of the Seine, some outdoor cafe. Enzo's got some solid brass beats in here in the chorus, and it's just light and airy. And I'm hoping for some good dance moves in here. After all, in side news, France's 2019 Junior Eurovision performer Carla has her Bim Bam Twan dance move immortalized in Fortnite. It's one of the new dance emotes that is coming out for the popular Battle Royale social network game island thing. Now, if only we can have Verka Seducha's Arms in the Air Wibble Wobble Wobble, or maybe Epic Sax Guy as the next dance emote in there. Eurovision will take over the island. Other results, Malta's Junior Eurovision National Final was held last weekend. Ike and Kaya were winning through their 50% jury, 50% public vote. Their song, My Home, heads to Paris. Junior Eurovision in Malta, of course, again, pretty successful. There's two wins already and hoping for a third crown this year. Of course, everybody entering is hoping for their crown, be it the first, the third, or whatever number it will be. Ireland still waiting for Junior Eurovision victory, but guest judge this week on their grand final of their national final was former Eurovision winner Linda Martin. My Levy Lawler wins through. Her two songs were the Irish language cover of Hold Back the River and a performance of Ryan Dolan's entry for Ireland in 2013, Only Love Survives. The actual Junior Eurovision song will be released at a later date. Okay, a couple of other bits of pieces, country news from the junior side of thing. We'll start with Germany. Following our win in the national final, it is like only Germany's second entry at Junior Eurovision. Pauline is now in the studios to record the version of Imagine Us that will feature on the album of the show, the various musical videos, social media moments, various promotions, and so on and so on. Online voting of Russia's national final has commenced. The 12 finalists are looking to get the public votes over a couple of days. It'll make up 50% of the final total. The national final itself, in front of the jury, who do the other 50%, will take place next week on the 26th, and that will air on October the 30th. Spain's song for Junior Eurovision was debuted this week as well. Levi Diaz revealed the title on La One before giving the song its first spin. Can we still do spin up the first audio file opening of the... Anyway, Rire is the song. It's Spanish for laugh. Full music video is going to follow in the near future. Finally, Ukraine. National final this weekend, but it's going to be broadcast 24 hours later than advertised. So it's Sunday the 24th it's going out. Although it's still going to be broadcast live, as we discussed last week, the performances of each song have been pre-recorded to allow for more separation between the COVID bubbles for each act, but everything else, the voting and such like, that's all going to be live. And now the news from the Adult Eurovision Song Contest. We'll start with Estonia. Submissions have closed for Estela, with the Estonian broadcaster receiving 202 entries, including 84 of them in Estonian. There's an equal number of Estonian language and other language songs that are going to be selected. There are 40 are going through into the sort of quarterfinals. So 20 of them are going to be in Estonian, 20 of them are going to be in the other language. So it's about 1 in 4, 1 in 5 chance, depending. It doesn't really matter what side you're on, although you've got a slightly better chance if you've submitted an Estonian language song. The acts are going to be announced no later than October the 27th, so we should have names next week. There are a number of former representatives for Estonian Eurovision Song Contest in that mix, so maybe we'll see some familiar names. Also, with song submissions closing, is Israel. 130 songs submitted there, slightly down on last year, which had 220, but there's a good reason for that. Last year, there was a locked-in artist. Everybody knew who they were writing for. This year, it's the winner of the X Factor going forward. So as the heats are going on, the composers aren't quite sure who's going to be in the final and who they're writing their song for. So it's a little bit of a bigger challenge. Some people have just went, you know what? Given I don't know who it's going to be for, I'm just going to sit back this year. But 130 to choose from, and the song is going to be somewhere in there. Montenegro, RTCG will announce their selection process for Eurovision 2022 next week. So this is an announcement of an upcoming announcement. No word yet if it's an internal selection, submissions, and then sifting through national selections or whatever else. But there's something else to look forward to next week. Sweden, changes to Melodifestivalen announced this week. Project manager Annette Brattström talking to Swedish newspaper Aftonbladet about the changes to the head-to-head duel system in Andra Chansen. Basically, there will no longer be a head-to-head duel system or an Andra Chansen. After the four heats, there are going to be a semi-final show before the grand final of the week, after giving the usual run of 6 weeks. What happened here? The first and the second acts finishing in each heat will go direct to the final, as per before. Those finishing third and fourth will be grouped into two blocks of four in the semi-final. Out of each block, two will qualify to go through to that grand final, take it up to the traditional 12 places. And finishing up here with the United Kingdom. BBC has confirmed what looks to be an internal selection this week, with the UK broadcaster collaborating with TAP Music to choose a song and act for Turin 20. 2020. While the press release and the resulting media coverage mentioned TAP's work with Dua Lipa, Lana Del Rey and Ellie Goulding, and the selection committee's inclusion of Mel C and Elton John to help find the song and the act, it does feel like this is going to be more suited to an act that's yet to really break through. But I can certainly see one of those big names on the writing team for sure to get some push behind it. Internal selection? Well, you know, if there's a sufficient number of potential songs, perhaps there will be a national final. But giving someone a guaranteed ticket to that grand final and 186 million on the viewing figures, that's probably the smartest choice, rather than have six acts all facing the risk of entering a national final, but none of the rewards of that international stage at the end of it. So we'll keep an eye on that, although I suspect that they're going to be focused. BBC will wait until January or February before we get any solid movement from news from there. They've got to get strictly out of the way first. Okay, what have we got media and links-wise around the community? So we had our Eurovision Again podcast last week. We all watched the 2012 contest and a watch-along on the official YouTube channel. And we had a sort of DVD documentary-styled podcast to look back at 2012, the chart hits, the national final stories and such like. If you're on a podcast feed, it's one below this one. If not, you'll find it on the front page of our website, esinsight.com. There you also find Eric Nelson's look at an act you'd like to see at the Eurovision Song Contest, Stephanie Heinzman. should have another one of those this week. And over on Patreon, over the next 7 days, we'll have a look at those changes to Melody Festival with Andra Shansen moving away and the semi-final coming in. Media-wise, two to pick out. Eurovoise Eurotrip podcast had a great interview with Ben Mawson. He's the co-founder of Tap Music, which of course is now in collaboration with the BBC to find the act for the United Kingdom at Eurovision 2022. Great listen there, and a lot of background into that. And the Twitter Spaces that's carrying on with myself, Oliver and Percy from WeWe Insight is continuing on. We try to do it midweek, but, you know, life. So we're going to be doing that Friday night this week. So if you listen to this podcast straight away, you can catch up with it then. We're still working out how to do listen again on that one. So do watch both twitter.com/ESCInsight and twitter.com/WeWeBlogs as well. In terms of dates for your diary, Georgia continues its labyrinthine heat process for Junior Eurovision on Saturday the 23rd. Ukraine's national final for Junior Eurovision, as you said, pushed back a day. That's Sunday, October the 24th. In terms of if you want to submit songs, Spain's submission window closes on October the 29th, so you've got just about a week to get your song submitted into there. Next two that we know about, Poland, Lithuania, which are late November for song submissions there. And of course, Junior Eurovision, December the 19th, and Grown Up Eurovision. It's always fun trying to work out the distinction there. Anyway, that's Saturday the 14th of May. That's us. Thanks for listening. If you want to leave a like, a comment, a share, and do all of the usual stuff online when you listen to a bit of media, please do so. If you want to write a review on any of the directories, it helps more people find us, and we'd love to see that as well. But for now, as always, please stay safe out there, wash your hands, use your masks, be kind to each other, and I'll speak to you soon. Ta-ra for now. Cue the guitars. This week's ESC Insight News podcast was hosted by Ewan Spence and written by Ewan Spence and the team at www.escinsight.com. Patreon.com/ESC Insight as well if you want to give us some support.